With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Emily from Norwood.
Hello, hi, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Emily, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100, okay?
Yep.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On this day 25 years ago, then President Clinton uttered the infamous words, "I want to say one thing to the American people. I did not have sexual relations with that woman." Who is he referring to, Emily?
Monica Lewinsky.
But the lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Ellen DeGeneres turns 65 today. She's the voice of which Pixar character in two hugely successful films?
Oh, man. Dory from Finding Nemo.
Nicolas Cage loves, apparently, black death metal music. He was introduced to it by his son. Can you name the Nicolas Cage movie where he plays a wrongly convicted prisoner stuck on a transport airplane full of the worst criminals imaginable?
Con Air.
Neil Patrick Harris made a cameo in the How I Met Your Father season 2 premiere as his How I Met Your Mother character, Barney Stinson. Apparently, he's going to play an important role in the story. On How I Met Your Mother, which phrase did Barney always say when he thought something was awesome?
I don't know.
And question number 5. 3 years ago today in 2020, Kobe Bryant passed away in a tragic helicopter crash. Name one of the two numbers Kobe wore that are hanging in the rafters at the Staples Center.
Maybe?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Emily, you're a second grade teacher?
I am, yeah.
What's on the agenda for today? What are we learning about?
I was saying that they're learning about dinosaurs. It's really fossils, but it's easier to just say dinosaurs.
Let's go. No one ever asks you what your favorite dinosaur is as an adult, and it's a shame that that just disappears as you age. We should talk more about dinosaurs.
Great icebreaker question.
I like the Stegosaurus.
I'm a T-Rex guy, Dan. How about you, Kennedy?
I like a pterodactyl.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Sure. Emily got 3 out of 5, by the way.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Thank you.
On this day 25 years ago, then President Clinton uttered the famous words, "I want to say one thing to the American people. I did not have sexual relations with that woman." Who was he referring to?
Monica Lewinsky.
Hey, Kennedy, it's your boy, Slick Willie.
All right, Bill.
I want to say one thing to you, Kennedy.
I don't need to hear it.
I did have sexual relations with that woman.
I was just a wee boy, but I bet that was a wild time to witness.
It was a wild ride, Dan.
Title one, question number 2. Ellen DeGeneres turning 65 today. She's the voice of which Pixar character in two hugely successful films?
Dory.
Tied to 2. Nicolas Cage loves, apparently, black death metal music. He was introduced to it by his son. Name the Nick Cage movie where he plays a wrongly convicted prisoner stuck on a transport airplane full of the worst criminals imaginable.
Con Air.
Really thought I was going to get you with that one, Kennedy.
Tied at three. Question number four. Neil Patrick Harris made a cameo on How I Met Your Father season two in their premiere as his character, Barney Stinson. On that show, How I Met Your Mother, he had a phrase when he thought something was awesome. What was the phrase?
Legendary.
What's in the middle?
Wait for it.
That is correct. 4-3. Question number five. 3 years ago today in 2020, Kobe Bryant passed away in a tragic helicopter crash. Name one of the two numbers Kobe wore that are hanging in the rafters at the Staples Center.
24?
And number eight, Kennedy. That is correct. 5-3 is the final score. Nice job. By the way, they just released the Mambacita shoes.
Yeah.
You know, that like pay homage to his daughter who also died. And they are unbelievable. You should go look them up. They look really cool. All right, Kennedy gets a win. I'm sorry, Emily, you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening this morning. Have fun at school, learning about dinosaurs today.
Absolutely.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Emily from Norwood, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle, are you okay?
Yes, I am. I'm just laughing.
It's Michelle's first time ever calling in, and
is
she
it?
Got through.
All first right. time, long time.
How are you?
Well, welcome to the show. It's just us. Don't worry.
All right, yeah, thank you.
That's what our boss says, anyways.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you the cash. Kennedy has made her way out of the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Michelle, are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Rock legend Eddie Van Halen would have been 66 years old today. Which of these is not a Van Halen song? Sweet Emotion, Jump, or Running with the Devil?
Sweet Emotion.
Question number two. Troy Kotsur from the movie Coda will perform the national anthem in American Sign Language at the Super Bowl. Coda won the Oscar for Best Picture last year, and Troy won for Best Supporting Actor. What does Coda stand for in the deaf community?
I don't know.
It's such a good movie.
Question number three. Con artist Anna Delvey has announced that her new reality show is called Delvey's Dinner Club. She'll host dinner parties with actors, musicians, and other important people. She'll do it from her home because she's on house arrest. What is the name of the hit true crime series Netflix did about her?
Oh, my God. Inventing Anna.
There it is. You got it. What are you worried about? Question number four. Bad Bunny, Lizzo, and Brandi Carlile will perform at the Grammys. They air February 5th on CBS. In Lizzo's song, About Damn Time, she sings this. In a minute, I'm gonna need a sentimental man or woman to blank.
Pump me up.
And when Margot Robbie was 16, she played a customer in a Hooters commercial, and Hooters offered her a job. She says, I thought Hooters was where my career was going. Margot Robbie played disgraced figure skater Tanya Harding in the 2017 Oscar-nominated film I, Tanya. Which local figure skater did Harding infamously have assaulted?
Nancy Kerrigan.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
All right.
Michelle, I understand you work for Weight Watchers?
Yes, I do.
What do you do for them?
I check people in, help them on their wellness journey. I weigh them and answer their questions and
very cool.
And ask them about themselves.
It has to be a lot of fun because you get to see their transformation over time, right?
Exactly, it is. It's really rewarding.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of great people.
Kennedy, Michelle got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Rock legend Eddie Van Halen would have been 66 years old today. Which of these is not a Van Halen song? Sweet Emotion, Jump, or Running with the Devil?
Sweet Emotion.
That is Aerosmith. Troy Kotsur from the movie Coda will perform the national anthem in American Sign Language at the Super Bowl. He won Coda won the Oscar for Best Picture last year, and he won for Best Supporting Actor. What does Coda stand for in the deaf community?
Children of Deaf Adults.
Child of deaf adults, yes. 2-1, question number 3. Con artist Anna Delvey has announced that her new reality show is called Delvey's Dinner Club. She'll host dinner parties with actors, musicians, and others important people, and she'll do it from her home, Kennedy.
I am here for all of it.
Because she's on house arrest. What is the name of the true crime series that Netflix did about her?
Inventing Anna.
3-2. Question number 4. Bad Bunny, Lizzo, and Brandi Carlile will perform at the Grammys. They air February 5th on CBS. In Lizzo's hit song, About Damn Time, she says, in a minute, I'm gonna need a sentimental, man or woman, to blank.
To pump me up?
You gotta do the dance move with it. Pump me up.
Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous.
4-3, question number 5. When Margot Robbie was 16, she played a customer in a Hooters commercial, and they offered her a job. She said, I thought Hooters was where my career was going. Robbie played a disgraced figure skater, Tanya Harding, in the 2017 Oscar-nominated I, Tanya. Which local figure skater did Harding infamously have assaulted?
Nancy Kerrigan.
That is it.
Stoneham's finest.
5-4. Wow.
Nice job.
Yeah. Both the ladies did really, really well.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, those are tough questions, and you did great. Michelle, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Michelle from Raleigh, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you
can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketchslaw.com, where you pay
nothing
unless they win.
KLG.
Everybody say good morning to Joan from Wakefield.
Hi.
Hi, Joan.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing good. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Okay, good luck.
Can we please leave the studio?
Bye, Kennedy. Bye. Bye. She didn't say goodbye to us.
Bye.
She probably said it in her head.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, she said it with her finger.
She said, we're number one.
Here we go. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture, Joan. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you the cash. And Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
If you missed it, Kelly Clarkson covered Chris Stapleton's You Should Probably Leave on her show last week and absolutely nailed it. Finish this Kelly Clarkson lyric. What doesn't kill you, blank.
Makes you stronger.
Judge Judy was actually a real judge in New York from 1982 to 1996, and she had the same personality and style that she does on TV. In a courtroom, who says, all rise for the honorable judge so-and-so, whatever. Who says that?
Oh, geez. The bailiff guy.
Question number 3. The Razzie Awards apologized for including the 12-year-old actress from Firestarter on their ballot and said no one under 18 will be nominated again. What are the Razzie Awards given for?
Oh, boy. Kids shows.
Question number 4. The movie Pretty Woman was originally going to be called 3,000 after the amount of money the working girl charged. Who are the two stars of Pretty Woman?
Oh, God. Who's that woman?
We asked you first.
Yep.
She's a pretty woman.
I see what you did there.
I don't know.
Nancy Breslin will be so mad at you. That's
question
my mom's favorite
number
movie.
5. This week in 1997, the Green Bay Packers beat the New England Patriots 35-21, winning their first Super Bowl in 29 years. What is the nickname given to Green Bay Packers fans?
The cheesehead.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Joan, you work in HR?
I do.
It's important work.
I think you did really bad on all these questions.
Oh, that's all right. As long as you're good at your job, this is like not real life stuff here.
We get quizzes from our HR sometimes about workplace appropriateness.
I don't even know about those quizzes anymore because sometimes I feel like the emails that they send to me to take the HR stuff is them fishing to see if I'm going to click on a link that's not really a link.
Well, that's why you're supposed to go to our official website and click through on the HR portal there. But I guess you missed that one.
I don't even look at the email.
It's like hearing adults.
Wait, can I redo my answer?
No.
I would not do that. Nope, nope. Don't do it.
Kennedy is here.
Yes. Too late.
My husband's listening on his way to work, and he just texted me all the answers.
That would be cheating, Joe. Yeah.
What's your husband's name?
Kevin.
Kevin? Kevin, you're better than that. Kevin, she works in HR. Yeah. She wants to keep it honest.
Kevin wants $100. I don't blame him.
Joan got 3 out of 5. Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Not bad.
If you missed it, Kelly Clarkson covered Chris Stapleton's "You Should Probably Leave" on her show last week and absolutely nailed it. Finish this Kelly Clarkson lyric: "What doesn't kill you, blank,
makes you stronger."
Tied at 1. Judge Judy was actually a real judge in New York from 1982 to 1996, and she had the same exact personality and style that she does on her TV show. In a courtroom, who says all rise for the honorable judge? So-and-so.
The bailiff.
That is correct. Tied at 2. Question number 3. The Razzie Awards apologized for including the 12-year-old actress from Firestarter on their ballot and said no one under 18 will be nominated again. What are the Razzie Awards given for?
The worst movies and performances of the year.
Yeah, movies and TVs. That is correct. 3-2. The movie Pretty Woman was originally going to be called 3,000 after the amount of money the working girl charged. Who are the two stars of Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts and Richard Gere.
4-2. Question number 5. This week in 1997, the Green Bay Packers beat the New England Patriots 35-21, winning their first Super Bowl in 29 years. What is the nickname given to the Green Bay Packers fans?
The Cheeseheads?
Go Pack Go. That is correct, Kennedy. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
5 out of 5, Kennedy.
There's the woo.
Yes, there
it is. It's 15 today, so woo.
Is it? You got all 15, right?
You all right.
I think so.
You do okay.
I try sometimes. Sometimes right. I don't.
Dan, tomorrow, 15 This Is Us questions.
Need to make them much harder.
John, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, even with the assistance from Kevin. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Well, Kevin, Kevin said he got all 5. Does that count for anything?
Oh, Kevin did
Hold
well.
On. Hold on, let me check.
Kevin.
Does that count for anything? Nope, no, it does not count for
it's
anything.
It's not called Can't Beat Kevin.
We should win like half the money. Come on.
I like your moxie.
All right, Joan, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Joan from Wakefield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Kevin.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.